I want to share with you a memory I have, an anecdote, that every time I think about it, I remember it, it gives me a mixture of guilt, pressure, and anxiety. And I hope it'll do the same for you. Nah, just kidding. Well, sort of. No, but to be honest, it really does push me a lot in my life, encourages me and pushes me in the right way. And I'd like to share with you because it's very appropriate, relevant to this week's Parsha, and even more to this time of year. It's a memory about my Rebbe, Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, may the righteous be a blessing. I merited to learn over 2 years by Rav Meir Soloveitchik of blessed memory. And over those 2 years, there were a couple of times that I, or some of the other young men, or married men that were there, wouldn't be able to make, you know, a day of learning or a Seder. We would miss some kind of class, one of the classes, one of the shiurim. And of course, you had to give Rav Meir the excuse, the reason you missed the Seder, you missed that time of learning, you missed that day of learning. And it didn't matter what the excuse was. It could have been your sister's wedding. It could have been that there was a tremendous, like, obligation you had. Anything in the world, when you told him that you couldn't make learning, he would give a smile. And he had a very beautiful Hajus Panim. He had a very esteemed, beautiful face, shining, radiant face. He would give a smile, and he would shake his head back and forth and say, I be nit lernen, as long as you're not learning. As long as you don't have to learn, as if to say, like, the important thing is to find a reason not to learn. I be nit lernen. Anything but learning, anything but sitting and learning. And it could be that, like, you missed just like one Seder, 1 hour of learning, like the whole year. He would shake his head back and forth with a smile. I be nit lernen. People will do anything but to sit and learn. And so in life, whenever, you know, a day goes by and I have a lot of things to do, it's a busy day, and I think of missing my daily Gemara or whatever it is, I'll always see Rav Meir Soloveitchik shaking his head back and forth, smiling, I be nit lernen. People will find any excuse in the world, anything but to learn. But he said it with a smile, but he made you feel quite anxious. But what I think it's beautiful is that when you see a Jew like that, a tzaddik like that, whose whole life was literally Torah, he breathed Torah, Torah was his oxygen. It makes us remember that that's how it's supposed to be for all of us, really. Really, the greatest thing that any of us will ever do in our lives is those moments that we'll be learning Torah. We have to remember that in Judaism, one of the most basic tenets of our religion is the belief and the knowledge that v'tal mutayra keneged kulam. The greatest mitzvah we could ever do, the greatest connection we could ever have with Hashem, those greatest moments of our life are the moments spent learning Torah, that's for women and for men. As many of the great contemporary tzaddikim of this generation taught that women have to learn Torah today just like men, especially chassidus and especially things relevant to them. Those moments of learning Torah, the greatest connection with Hashem. And that's really this week's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of this week's Parsha says that today is the day that I'm going to die. He lets us know, Moshe lets us know that's the day that he's going to die. Bye bye, Miss American Pie. This will be the day that I die. And how did Moshe know? Moshe says, Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovei. I could no longer, you know how I know I'm going to die? Because I could no longer go in and out. And Rashi says, it doesn't mean, of course, physically, because as the Torah says, Moshe's physical stature and situation never got weak until the moment that he passed away. But Rashi says, the nistu mimenu mayonis chochma b'divrei Torah, that he could no longer learn Torah. His mind wasn't able to learn Torah anymore at his level. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, must be I'm going to die if I can't learn Torah anymore. Because for the tzaddikim, the real tzaddikim, learning Torah is oxygen. And although many of us don't feel that, we might not even get particularly inspired when we learn a page of Gemara or Torah, but we all have to know that it's the truth, it's the oxygen of what a Jew is. And sometimes we need to hear some good mussar from a Litvish or Rosh Hashiva to be able to, or to in internalize it, but it's the ultimate truth. And this time of year, when we're all looking what we can improve, we have to make sure that we have every single day a Torah that we learn, whether it's the daily Chumash and Rashi, as it's split up into the 7 days of the week, the daily Tanya, daily Tehillim, to make sure a day doesn't go by without a page of Gemara, or a Mishnah, at least if you're able to learn Mishnah. We shouldn't, Chalila, go into the new year without setting aside, having a strong decision, a certain thing of Torah that we're going to learn every single day. And in the merit of that decision and standing by that decision to make sure no day, God forbid, goes by without learning Torah, without our oxygen, Hashem will bless us with the sweetest year yet and only good things for all of Klal Yisrael, and especially the coming of Mashiach. Good Shabbos.